for tuning in. We are going to be talking about children. That's right. I've turned over a new leaf. I've decided that children are not to be trained or anything in a nothing in a positive way, just simply to be paid attention to. So we're going to be talking about the semi-intelligent children throughout the land here in the U.S. and abroad as well, also known as college and or university students who feel that they are, the smartest adults in the room. And they're not. They're semi-intelligent adults at best. There is no greater example, folks, of the tail wagging the dog than the case of these, look at this, these semi-literate people who believe they have the answer. And they don't. They really don't. And so, the whole nation's up in arms. What to do there? Again, everything in America and in other nations as well, not necessarily concerning this issue, but others. But they all have the same sort of Chicken Little reaction to this. Oh my God, the students are going crazy. Oh dear, oh my goodness, what are we going to do? Well, back in a time when we had something called parroting, you whipped their ass. Or in this case, now, since that's been criminalized, parenting has been criminalized, basically. The state wants to allow this to happen endlessly. Now, in my world, the dinosaur that I am, what are some options? What do we do? Where do we go? Okay, first of all their asses, all the protesters are expelled. Maybe permanently. Their ass is gone. They're out of there. Not to return. And you are not to act like, you're not to do this shit willy-nilly whenever it suits you. That's not the purpose of going to college, university. Okay. Again, it's a me-ism thing. It's a look at me-ism. Primarily, predominantly, again, young females. And, get rid of all their asses. And for those faculty across the land, you heard about this story, that walked out in solidarity with them. Hey, that's fine. That just makes the party bigger. Fire their asses too. Every single last one of them. Okay. So you fire their asses, then you give them an option. If they can afford it, they want to pay. We'll work out the cost of this. But anyway, we get them all on big transport-ass planes. I'm thinking C-141s, if they still fly those, or whatever. But, cram their asses in there. Cram their ungrateful asses in there and fly them to their beloved places that are, Muslim or whatnot. Fly them there, get them there, and drop them off. So you'll be happy. Now you can be with your oppressed people. You can be with your oppressed people and find out about something actually called reality and life. And you know what? I think that after you might live in the Middle East and live amongst them for a while, I don't know, say at least a year, preferably two, mandatory, your young, ignorant, dumbass might actually walk away with a different point of view. Matter of fact, why don't you live in and around Israel for a while? And maybe your selfish, self-centered, pampered asses might even begin to comprehend what is going on for the Israelis. Since you're supposed to be, you're so broad, you're so open,
You're so understanding.
Really? Why don't you live in their shoes for a while and see how your attitudes are going to be then? I never would have imagined in my dreams, but, you know, that's what growing older is all about. The rampant and uncontrollable stupidity taking place in this country. And, of course, it isn't just here. It's, in, you know, more the industrialized countries, France, you know, Britain, you know, the usual suspects. It's kind of sort of the same there, too. An entire generation bereft of any fucking gray matter, any significant gray matter between the ears. These people, as my granddad used to say, wouldn't have enough sense to pour piss out of a boot if it had a sign on it that said turn upside down. Really, folks, it's that bad. These people are not suffering. Fire their ass en masse. Expel their ass en masse. Maybe have them live actually on the street for a while. No one hires them. Mommy and daddy don't take care of them. Or, like I said, maybe even in conjunction with that, whether, again, we'll work out the finances, but we'll gladly, you'll pick one of the Muslim shitholes of your choice. You know, there's a lot of them. Pick the one, and assuming they'll have you, we might have to actually give you a parachute, and you'll have to parachute in, because they're so, you know, wanting to kill anything that moves, that landing might be difficult. But we'll let you go to the, you know, the Muslim enclave shithole of your choice. And now you got to be committed. You're going to have to stay there for 2 or 3 years. And we'll monitor the hundreds of thousands of phone calls we get back, begging, pleading, saying anything, anything. Please, dear God, get me out of here. These fucking people are completely insane. I'm so sorry. I was so wrong. I was so idealistic, and I didn't know my fucking ass from a hole in the ground. Please, mommy and daddy. Please, American society. Please, government. Please, everybody. I was just really incredibly fucking stupid when I was criticizing Israel. I just didn't know any better. I was a fucking moron. Will you please take me back? Please? Pretty please? I'll do anything. And I mean anything. But you gotta get me out of here. Because these Palestinian Muslims are absolutely fucking crazy. And I just want to come home. That's what you'd be hearing. So that is, if you wanted the solution, it's really that simple. It really is. It's that simple. But will anybody actually do anything I just suggested? Hell no. No, that stands about as much chance as a snowball in hell. And now, a brief message for my sponsor, you. In my entire life, I've never been a salesman. I've done just about everything else in the world, but never a salesman. Because I'm not slick, and I don't like bullshitting people with ads with a lot of fancy video and outrageous claims. Like I said, bullshit. That kind of thing just ain't my style. What I would like to ask you is, if you're enjoying or getting anything out of my show, would you please subscribe and click the notification bell? It really does help my channel grow and is sincerely appreciated. Now just a brief word about TubeBuddy. The rumor I heard about TubeBuddy is it can make you a multimillionaire in only 24 to 48 hours. That is, of course, just a rumor. But who are you going to believe? At any rate, I use it, and it can do a million different things to help make your channel a success. And it's easy to use. And that's coming from me, a guy with about as much confidence and understanding in such things. I feel like a virgin on prom night. So check TubeBuddy out. Lastly, but certainly not least, if you want to throw a few bucks my way just to keep the lights on, and I really do mean to keep the lights on, the links to my Ko-Fi and affiliated TubeBuddy are both in the description below. And of course, doing any of these things, even if only just subscribing, is sincerely appreciated. Now, let's get back to the show. They'd rather go about things the long, arduous, dumbass, stupid, wasteful. You know, all these protests, not just costing university, see, they cost you tens of thousands and thousands and eventually millions of dollars. So a group of children, what are essentially a fucking children, you know, are making you pay for, and you just allow it to go on as ineffectual adults. You stand around, oh, what do we do? I don't know what to do. And while this is going on, the father, assuming there even is one, doesn't say shit or is very, very careful to be supportive of his wife. Because woke and modern feminism gave him his marching orders a long time ago, and he dare not rock the boat. Hence the reason why all of this shit has occurred in the first place. God. To paraphrase Aristotle, when masculine republics give way to feminine democracies give way to tyranny. Until next Monday or Friday, this is Ernest, wishing you peace and good things.